Children, in the stories that lead up to Easter, some bad people called the chief priests and elders accused Jesus. They said that he was trying to be king. They said that he wanted people not to pay tribute to Caesar, the Roman emperor, because he wanted to be king instead. Now, most people knew that was a lie, that was just an excuse to put the Lord to death. But after the Lord rose, he sent John, his disciple, to the island of Patmos, and there he showed him visions, including he showed him what kind of a king the Lord really is. So we're going to read what kind of a king the Lord really is. Listen to what it says. "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sits upon him is called Faithful and True. And in justice he judges and makes war. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many diadems, having a name written which no one knew except himself. And he was arrayed with a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven followed him on white horses, wearing fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth went forth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall shepherd them with a rod, with a staff of iron. And he treads the winepress of the wine of the wrath and anger of God Almighty. And he has upon his garment and upon his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." So here are some pictures illustrating the vision that the Lord gave to John. So the first thing John says is that he saw heaven opened. And that shows us what kind of a king the Lord is, that he is the King of Heaven. And his goal is to lead us, his people, into his kingdom of heaven, where he can keep us safe and happy. So it's another picture. There's a picture illustrating the Lord on the white horse. The white horse stands for, in the word, in the spiritual sense, it stands for a clear, bright understanding of the Lord's word. And it said that his name is called the Word of God. In the Lord's word, we learn the laws of his kingdom. And when we obey his laws, then we can be good citizens and we can be happy in his kingdom. Here's another picture showing that something the Lord had. What did he have coming out of his mouth? A sharp sword, that's right. What does the Lord use the sword for? Do you know? Yes?
Cutting in half the evil ideas.
Very good. He uses it to protect his kingdom, doesn't he? He defends us from, especially from evil spirits. That's what the Lord does with his sharp sword. He protects us. And then something else that the Lord had, it's hard, kind of hard to see in this picture. Do you remember what else the Lord had?
A staff.
That's right. And what was it made out of? Do you remember what metal
iron.
It was made out of?
Iron.
That's right. He had an iron rod. And what he used that for is to shepherd the nations. Isn't that a beautiful thing to think of? The Lord as our king is also our shepherd. So he keeps us safe from wild animals that would kill us. He makes us to lie down in green pastures where we feel safe and there's plenty of good things to eat. He guides us beside still waters where we have lots to drink. He leads us even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because the Lord is with us, and his rod and his staff, they comfort us. So that's the kind of king the Lord is. He's called the King of Kings. So that means he's the one king that rules over all the other kings. And you know, the Lord wants each of us to be kings too, in little ways, with the Lord as the king of us, a king of kings. For example, have you ever taken care of a little brother or sister? Your mother ever asked you, please watch over your brother or sister for a while? Well, then you're sort of like a king or queen being in charge of that little brother or sister at that time. And we can try to be kings like the Lord is king. So we're not there to boss our brother and sister around. That's not what the Lord does. But we're there to keep our brother or sister safe and shepherd them into playing good games, happy games. That's the kind of king the Lord is. That's the kind of king we want to be. Someday, when you grow up, I hope the Lord will give you children. And then it will be your job. You will be like a king or queen, and your job will be to rule, be a king for your children. In other words, to protect them, keep them safe, and to shepherd them into leading a good life. Someday you're going to have a job. You're going to work for people, and you're going to work with other people. And you might be a king in that situation. Even if you're just one of several people working together on a team, you can help each other. Remember, wait a minute, we don't want to do that. That's the wrong thing to do. Let's keep safe from doing that. Let's do this instead. You can help each other be led by the King of Kings. And in that way, when we let the Lord be the king of us as kings, then he can give us wonderful jobs to do to help other people, which makes us happy. And we are safe and happy too, because the Lord is the King of Kings, King of us. Amen.